Beis and Mabeis, more on the, at the bottom of the page, after the last Mishnah. So the Mishnah said that you're allowed to be kosher a string in the harp, which is in the Mikdash, and not in the Medina. But to make a new string to start with, to put it in the first time, I mean, that's if it tears on Shabbos, you're allowed to retie it, or tie it to fix it. But you can't put one in the Chatzkila. That's also. Okay, Ramin, I'll ask you a stira. Nimas kinar shenifzika v'lohoye kosher. Nimas kinar shenifzika. If the string of the kinar tore, lohoye kosher elo einva. So the Brisa says that you cannot tie it, you're only allowed to make a bow. So, I mean, that was referring to the Mikdash. And it says you're only allowed to make a bow, not more. So where it says Lakasha is Ha Rabbanan v'Ha Reb Eliezer. The Machlokes between the Mishnah and the Braisa is told in the Machlokes between Rabbanan and Reb Eliezer. What's that? The Reb Eliezer Domer Machshirei Mitzvah Deichanes Shabbos. So then Kosher. So Reb Eliezer Shita, we had him in Bat Masechta Shabbos, that he holds it, and that if you have a mitzvah which is Deicha Shabbos, like Mila, so then the Makshirim are also Deicha Shabbos. So over here, the mitzvah of bringing the Kovas Korban is Deicha Shabbos, and the mitzvah of Shir is part of the Korban. So the same way the mitzvah is Deicha Shabbos, so the Machshirei mitzvah, which is preparing for the mitzvah, which over here we're preparing the kinnor to play for the shir, and the korban is also Deicha Shabbos, so therefore kosher a lot of tie it. The Rabbanan that Machshirei mitzvah are not Deicha Shabbos, so then the loch is oinva, you're only allowed to make it into a bow, which is not considered a deraisa chilul Shabbos, it's only Rabbanan, and therefore tzarech. And shus a mikdash and it's mutter. The Mor says, "I Reb Eliezer, I feel like a chachila nami." If the Tana of our mission is Reb Eliezer, so why are we only matter in a case where it tore on Shabbos to retie it? Lachar, even if the person has to put in the string with chachila, a new string, would also be mutter. So the Tana of the mission can't be Reb Eliezer. Elmore says, Ella Lokasha. So you're right. So we can't answer the steer between the Mishnah and the Braisa by saying that the Tana of the Mishnah is Reb Eliezer. But let's suggest the different Pshat in the Braisa, the steer between the Braisa and the Mishnah. Ha Reb Yehuda v'ha Rabbanan. Okay, so they're arguing in that Reb Yehuda holds that making a bow is considered an avlach. We had the Bet Masechta Shabbos. He holds that making a bow is the same thing as making a knot. So the Braisa, which says Duan and Neva, is going like Rabbanan. Rabbanan holds that Neva is only Rabbanan, and a Kesher is the Raisa. So why should you do a Kesher, which is the Raisa, when you can do an Neva, which is the Rabbanan? According to Behuda, both Neva and Kesher, both making a bow, are not as the Raisa. So if you're being matir ready, you might as well be matir a kesher. And where it says, well, so why? So then you have to explain the next step. So why are you being matir a deraisa? So you say you can't do, but what's it have to be matir a deraisa? And where it says, Rabbi Huda, Aliba the man, who's he going like? Aliba the Eliezer, Ka'amar, if he's going like Rabbi Eliezer, hold the Mashir, Mitzvah, Deichen, not just the mitzvah itself, but the makshir mitzvah, also the Shabbos. And that's why you're allowed to do a kesher or an aniva, because they're both equal, according to Behuda. Then you tell the kasha, if you're lechachil anami. Elamites, according to the Rabbanon holds that makshir mitzvah are not doche Shabbos, so then even aniva, nothing should be mutter, kesher, neither kesher nor aniva should be mutter, according to Behuda, that aniva is the raisa. And you're going to Rabbanon, the whole Machshir Mitzvah, not Deicha Shabbos, you can't do Kesher or Aniva, you can't do anything. Elo Lo Kasher, the Mor says, therefore we have to approach it from a different angle. is Horeb Shimon Horebana. Okay. It's Mechlesin of Shimon Rabbanan mentioned in the Braisa. What's the Braisa? The Tanya. Ben Levi Shenifsaka Loi Nima Bekinur. Tanakama, the Braisa says, a case of Ben Levi, which his kinur, his harp, one of the strings tore. So Kershi is a lot of tight. So that's the Tanakama of the Braisa, so you're a lot of tight. That's the Tanakama of our Mishnah. Shimon Amr, but no, you're only allowed to do a Neva. Rishim ben Elozer Amr, Afi Eina Mashmas is a Ko. So doing a Neva doesn't work. And doing a Kesher doesn't really work. Neither of them really gives the correct sound. So what do we do? Ella, Mishal Shul Milamata, Vikarach Milamala. A Mishal Shemin Lamala, Vikarach Milamata. I'd like to tell you, I know exactly what you're supposed to do. It's not like you wrap it around and tie it. And
it must be extra down there or on one side.
So you wrap it around. So you make it. You use an extra. It's not like you put a new either the original thread, but it's not like you put a new thread in and you make it longer. You wrap it around in a way that it tucks under, and then you have a regular taut string as opposed to a string with a knot in the middle, which that's not a good idea. So you either do it on the bottom or on the top. Okay, so now, how do you understand? So we found the Braisa, which will definitely answer our theory of the Mishnah and the Braisa. This Braisa presents the two opinions. The Tanakhama, the Braisa says you're allowed to be kosher, which is our Mishnah. Shimon says you're only allowed to be oinavit, which is the Braisa. So we've found who are the opinions, but the logic behind it, we have to be masber. What's the logic behind it? So Rashi says that the Tanakhama, the Braisa, has to hold like your Eliezer, that Machshir Mitzvah are doich and Shabbos. Otherwise, why are you allowed to be kosher? That's an av malacha. So. But then you have to ask them why the chavchila not. So Teretz says that this Tanakhama, this Braisa, this Rabbanon, does not hold like Rabbi Eliezer totally. Eliezer holds that Mashir Mitzvah, Adechon Shabbos, even something which is Efshel Lasosim Erev Shabbos, even something which you could have done before Shabbos, you let it wait till Shabbos and do it on Shabbos. The same way Mila is Adechon Shabbos, Mashir Mitzvah also Adechon Shabbos. And the Rebbe Eliezer says, so if you want to wait till Shabbos to finish sharpening the knife, it's to sharpen the knife on Shabbos, even though it's considered the malacha of Makom Patish, whatever it is. The Tanakhama of this Braisa disagrees and says, no, that Makshirim, which could have been done before Shabbos, are not included in the mitzvah. So, in a case where the string tears on Shabbos and you have no eitzah, so then you're kosher it. But a case where we're putting in a new stream, and Rashi explained to the Mishnah, was something which you could have done before Shabbos to make your, like, setting up your harp. So what are you waiting till Shabbos to set up your harp for? So that's not Derech Shabbos. The boy is same up.
And this doesn't, that the view doesn't come up in Rebbe Eliezer de Mila?
Not Rebbe Eliezer in the Rabbanan, in the Mishnah.
No, saying back in Shabbos.
The more it does bring, right, correct.
But it's not.
It doesn't happen. It's not attributed with a name. I remember who it is.
But they don't bring it here.
Right. So the that's something which the more it does a lot of times. The more when it brings, it tries to fit the positions which are established to know him. So we know there's a Eliezer, we know there's a Rabbanan, and the more it's neither of those. So really we're presenting as a third shita, it's somewhere in the middle. Mm-hmm. So the more one says, oh, on that shita was somewhere in the middle, give us a somebody who says it. Somewhere says, I have somebody who says it. I have the Tanakhama of this Braisa who says it. It's the doesn't not attributed. The boys say Mahoba Rabbanan. So we're both going like the Rabbanon of this Braisa, which the Rabbanon of this Braisa hold. In both the Mishnah and the Braisa over here are going like the Rabbanon of this, the second Braisa, which hold Machshirim, which are Eif Shel Asosim Erev Shabbos Adochet. Okay. So what's the Volokash? Kan Be'emsa Kan Minatzat. Depends where it tore. So if it tore on the on the side, is Aniba's an option. If it tears in the middle, you can't make a bow in the middle. That's not going to work. So on the side, if you have an option of Aniva, you'd be mechuyev to do Aniva. Because again, machshirim which are not necessary are not doicha. Whereas in the middle, that Aniva is not an option, and therefore you have to do kshira. So both are be'emsa. So if they're both be'emsa, so really kshira should be done. And why does the Braisa say? The Braisa says lo hayikosha lo einvo. That'll be a Rishimen of the Braisa, which says Oinva. The Rishimen of the Braisa and the Braisa would say before Oinva, both are Rishimen. But Rishimen's issue isn't that he argues intrinsically the Machshirim are not Teicha, but he makes a Gzeira. Do you make a Gzeira, Machshirim, which are Efshir, La'Sosim, Erev Shabbos? Machshirim which are not Efshir, La'Sosim, Erev Shabbos should be also Gzeira, you might allow yourself to do machshirim which are efshir la'asosim erev Shabbos. Some which you couldn't have done beforehand should be osur if you have another option how to do it, and do it b'aniv, which is the rabbanon. Because if you're going to allow him to do a deraisa, he might then do a deraisa on something which he could have done, and he should have, and he can't do on Shabbos, but he didn't do it before Shabbos, and he'll do it on Shabbos. Right, so there would be a good example. So there a person might say, well, you know, I can do that too. Well, why'd you wait till now to do that? You should have done that Erev Shabbos. Right? So he's gonna come and make it. So Shimon's going to make a gzera and says, no, you can't do any makshirim at all done at the Raisa level. So this way he won't come to do something improper. So Grashi, could pay some of Bayes, put the Reliezer Rabban and Gabi Mila. The Chagas of Eliezer and Rabbanon is a Masechta Shabbos regards to Mila. That's the name of the parak of Eliezer, the Mila. She Eliezer Matar Laft of Eitzim. Eliezer allows you to chop the wood, lasses bechamim and make the charcoal. B'Shabbos lasses Izmol Lomaboy, and that would then you allow to use that to make the fire, and the fire will allow you to then bang out the knife and make the knife to do the Bris Mila. See, he takes you back. Three steps, you know, you're chopping the wood, making the charcoal, then you're making then you're preparing the knife to do mila. So those obviously could have been done before Shabbos. Karmat Sibra Habi Mitzah Hadarchus Shabbos Bashir Habi Makshirin Dido. So Shir is part of the Makshirim of the Korban. Where it says if it's Eliezer, Filachat Chilonami. He allows you to make bechamim, so putting a thread into the harp sounds more direct than that. So Mora says, okay, you're right. So that's not the machlokes. The machlokes is between the Braisa and the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda holds the Rabbi Yehuda the Omar Aniva Av Malachim in Sefer Shabbos. He holds that making a bow is also an av malacha. So in chiluk ben aniva l'kshira, there's no difference between aniva and kshira. Whereas the chachamim hold that aniva is only the rabbanon. So the Braisa says aniva is only the rabbanon. Do aniva. Rabbi Yehuda holds there's no difference. Tinan Iva and Kshira, they're both their eyes. So Simela, we say Duk Shira. Now why Duk Shira? The Maisa to the Raisa. Kosher, he allowed to be kosher to Ksaber Machshira Mitzvah Doichin. He held like Rabbi Eliezer that Machshira Mitzvah Doichin. But at Tanya Oyin was Rabbi Rabbanan the army Lav Molochehi became the Efshar Baniva Lo Mechal Linon Shabbos. Since you have an option of not doing a Moloch at all, so it's only Rabbanan, so that we don't have a head to do Mechal Shabbos. Worse is fine. So you tell me the town of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. He's going like Rabbi Yes. So we're still stuck with the problem. Why the Chathil is it us? Rabbi Yehuda, the Makimina Mastis and Alibe. Because Av Malacha, he Alibe. And we're going the Kershah is an Av Malacha. And the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Alibe the man, who's he going like? Which Tana? Is he going like Rabbi Yezer or the Rabbana? Alibe the Rabbi Yezer, Kamer. Kamer, come on, Sirle, be Makshirin. Who does he hold like when it comes to the Makshirin? So, according to your thought process, Al Korcha Chok Rabbi Eliezer Sirle. We keep in the Rabbi Eliezer Sirle, and my Habi the Chatkila Osir. So, why is it Osir? So, Mor says, so therefore, the Machlok is Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanon. Ella Hor Shimon and Rabbanon Rabbanon. Masis and Rabbanon, the Pligalay Rabbi Shimon. Bamri Kosher. Tanaka with the this brisa says you're kosher. That's the Tanaka Mishnah. Now, but what's the logic behind that? The Sirel of Rabbi Eliezer b'chada the Mashir mitzvah deichen. They hold like Rabbi Eliezer that Mashir mitzvah deichen. But she after la'sois mi'esma only when it was impossible to have been done beforehand. It tore on Shabbos. They argued with Eliezer, Bishop Efsher last Sosim Bilya, when it could have been done before Shabbos, that it's also. Hilcha Betchila is also, put in the ones which you could have done before Shabbos is also. Okay. So Rashi, now Rashi says, so why didn't you say that in Rabbi Yehuda? More than the step before said it was Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eliezer, the Kasha was the Chachila also. So the first time of the war, the person in the title mission is Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, we know, holds even after the last of Shabbos, you allowed to do it on Shabbos. But the step we said is Rabbi Yehuda, maybe said Rabbi Yehuda holds a Rabbi Eliezer, but not totally. Why did the more answer that? My time of Lord Shinin and Hachi. Why didn't we say that answer? We're not aware that Rabbi Yehuda holds in such a sort of. The mythic ben Efsher, Lishi Efsher, the Mikhalatin Efsher, and the Efsher. Pokabalo Ashka Tana, Dabra Haki Behedja, the Borlon, Stam of the Masis and money. So we have a Tana which explicitly is saying that, we have a right to ask, so who is the Tana of the Mishnah? Rabbi Shimon says that, Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, Afi Enemashmas is a cult. Whether you would make a bow or not, any mashmas is a curl, it won't make the proper sound. Being kosher is an av malacha. So hadifa shetashmiya as a curl, we should make the right sound. So what's the etzah for that? Tevlanu l'chalos haShabbos b'shal shuloi, even though doing this process of b'mashal shul is like tikkun kli, and that's also the raisa. But that's better to do that than to do kshir, was also the raisa. You end up with an ineffective fix. L'kai mashmas kol shir shalavim. We'll get the proper sound. I mean, l'chalos haShabbos b'kshir shu'a malacha b'lo nekai b'shu mitzvah. The motzi, mashmas ko. In other words, I'm willing to be matter the raisa if I end up with a positive result. So being kosher, I end up mechal Shabbos, and I end up with an ineffective result. Being mashal shul, it's being misak in the kli, that's a deraisa, but I'll end up with a positive result. So I agree with you, the same way you're matter the deraisa, I'm also matter the deraisa. But the deraisa I'm going to matter is mashal shul. What's that? Mashal shem lamata karech min lamata. Shere yesh yisedos min lamata ulamata. Shereosh ha'anim in kruchin behen. There are little nails which stick up, pegs which stick up, which the threads are wrapped around. You turn the peg, and the string stretch, it becomes longer. Arpa, like they make with the instrument called an arpa. The marach achigia liyosid shulamala. The string is long enough, you can wrap it around this upper peg. I would love to tell you, I understand exactly this picture, what Rashi is explaining. So I'm not sure Rashi means that in the case of Retor, there's enough of the string there to like keep unwrapping and replace the part which tore. It means that you put a new Tanar Mishnah says you can't put a new string. He doesn't say anything about bringing a new string. Sounds like you have the string there. So Rashi sounds like you keep unwrapping on top or on the bottom, and eventually it'll fix. What would be the case if that wasn't sufficient? Possibly he would say you put a new one in. You turn around and around until it extends properly. You have the right thread there. Mashmas girl makes a proper sound. Now, so that is Shimon ben Elazar. But Bono Nivim in the Mishrei Kshir, they hold Kshir is better. Why? This is also Amalachu. The Masakin Kli Kilchos. It's a proper. You're fixing it properly. So why would they prefer Kshira over Shimon Elazar's idea, which does end up with a better sound? Because there's a Gzeira. Because this would be a form of Lechatkila. So Maklev Osi Namir Lahato Nimin Bikira Chodesh Lechatkila Hil Kshira Difa. Seeing this person extending this string would be the equivalent of putting in a new thread, so they're going to put a new thread in a new kinner. That's definitely not a heter. So Kshira will not create that mistake. They hold it, if you could not do it before Shabbos, it is doichin. So, it tore in the middle. If you make a bow in the middle, it's not going to work. So you have to do a knot. So you have no eitza, even machshir mamut. The brayso which says you just do a neva, because you have to go, it tore in this at the end. Over there, a bow would work. You boys say, so they're both in the middle. So then, Horav Shimon or Horav Bona, so the Tanakhama is the Rabbanon, the Tan of the Mishas are the Rabbanon, the Tan of the Brises are Shimon. The Brises are telling Lahoya Kershra, that was what Shimon says, Lahoya Kershra is Minaraisa Shori. He agrees that Minaraisa is Mutta to make a knot. Shalav Shimon Hashirin, the Mitzah Dechit, Hechad Oliyaf Shalahum Yasmo. That it is doicha mikir adin, but why? So then, why only do a neva? Bishum gezera who the gozer emsa otu min atzad. If you allow you to do a knot in the middle, he'll do a knot on the side. Now on the side, there's no need to do a knot, and that's not mutter. Avam the lekel mikzur midi dochim. He agrees. In the case of there's no gezera, it'll be doicha. It'll you'll do the deraisa. Okay.
not going to sound like anything. If you stretch the string out, you can get the sound back out normal.
Now you're talking music. I have no idea.
But they mentioned it, though, that it would sound good.
That's what Shem Elazar says. I can't disagree. I mean, suppose that the sound would be sufficient, but I don't know. It's probably not perfect, but it's enough for the Chazal said that we're not going to be matter more. But I have no idea. You have to ask the musician over here. I don't know what would a guitar string which is tied sound like.
I don't know. I mean, a nylon string, maybe. Yeah, I think because when you're plucking at it, it's easier to pop the hole that ties in the middle. Probably better to tie it on the corner. I can see where you're tying it to the corner of the harp where you're still getting pushing resistance, but the area where you're plucking, that's going to be the hardest to break through.
Are you?
Yeah, okay. If I'm like Rebbe Yossi, maybe if I'm like just less connoisseurs of music, I'm sure he's more of a,
okay. Okay, so the Mishnah Chayin Yabelis v'Mikdash Avolay v'Medina. So if a Chayin has a mum, so he can't do the avodah. There's a certain mum which can be removed. So Yabelis was a type of a
wart.
What?
Is it a wart?
It's some type of a wart. Okay. So the same thing on the animal. If the animal has a mum, there's certain mum which can be removed, then would make the korban kosher. Okay. So the Mishnah says if there's a yabelis on the animal, you can cut it off and make the animal kosher for a korban. So you can do that by hands. If you can pull off by hand, that's mutter. That's only drabbanon. Chazal weren't garza shus b'mikdash. Avlo b'medina, but to do it b'medina, it's oster. V'im b'kli, kam v'kan oster. To do it with a kli, so that's doing it in the normal derech, and that's a form of cutting something off of the animal, and that's going to be an oster, and that's also even in the mikdash. The grashi yabelis, varvu, type of a wart, boom boom, l'tomit. It's a moon for the Karmel Talmud. Shadech is a Shabbos, which is Dech Shabbos. Can you see? A Charutz Oyabelis. So the Pasuk says that the one of the moon is Oyabelis. Parsha Zamor. Listen to the Pasuk. So now the Rashi is going to do like this, that the Abelis of the Pasuk and the Abelis of the Mishnah, which sound obviously like they're the same thing, they're not really. One is describing one is a descriptive name of the animal. And one is the name of the mum itself. So Grashi Yabelis the Kroa, Karina Yabelis, and he says She'ena Shem Dover, Elakamachigeris, which is it's a description that the animal is lame. It's not describing what the mum is. It has a broken whatever. Dumi the shaver. The same when the pasuk uses the word shaver, which it means it's broken. But look, see, shaver doesn't say the broken bone. It describes that the state of the animal. It's an animal is shaver. Viveris nami loiksiv ivorin. Ivorin is blindness. Iveris is one who is blind. So yabelis in the pasuk means an animal which has a mum of a yabelis in it, or a mum of yibol in it, whatever the name of the pasuk is. Yabelis the masisin who shamed davar shalamum. Here we're not describing the animal. We're telling you what the name of the mum is yabelis. The same way charutz or those are descriptive names of the state of the animal as opposed to the actual mum itself. Okay, chayz when you're velus biyakum, you can take it off by hands. Bimakli kan mekanazos. It's doing a tikkun. It's a positive act. It's cutting something off of the animal. Now, it's told of the geuses, it's a tzemrus, it's a told of geuses. It's doing it in a way which is not normal. You don't do it by hand, but you do it with a knife. So it ends up only being also mirabbanan. So since it's only also mirabbanan, it's more to be mikdash. But if he does it with the kli, it'll be also the mikdash also. But if he does it in the normal fashion, so it's geizes in a normal fashion. That's a, the raisa, so that's not mutter even in the mikdash. There's a bureau lot about this. I'll have to tell you, I remember the details of it. I don't remember exactly how he answers it. He raises the question that when a person does geizes, your purpose is you want to use the wool. So it's a melacha tzricha legufa. You're doing the act of gziza to take the item to yourself. That's a melacha tzricha legufa. The person over here is removing the mum. He has no use for the mum. So it's a melacha shen tzricha legufa. So it should only be a drabona. So why are we calling it an av melach? So he gets involved in is the which that's relevant. The discussion when he's dealing with the issue of is cutting fingernails. Is cutting fingernails considered an av melach? It's gziza. You're cutting something off which grows on the person or the animal. The issue whether being the person, but you don't need the item which is being removed. But is that called a melacha de rice or not? Is that only called melacha shen tzricha legufa? It's melacha de rishonim. That's called a melacha de rice or not? Is the definition of the melacha of goyz is taking an item for yourself. The melacha is doing an act to take something off of the baal chai to do a tikkun on the baal chai. So I need to do this maisa to be misak in the baal chai. So that's also. So how do you define the definition of the melacha of geizes? Nafkamina is if cutting fingernails is only drabonon. So then Amir Lakam is a shus to shus malka mitzvah. The woman forgot to cut her fingernails. And she has to go to mikveh Friday night. She can do a melacha. She can do a Amir Lakam to have a tell a non-Jewish woman to cut her fingernails for her. On the other hand, if it's the raisa, so. So then there's no heter mir la'akum on a deraisa. That's the machlokes in Shach and Taz, halacha l'maisa, what to do in that situation. The Shach says she can't cut her fingernails, and the Taz holds that she could. That's the machlokes in Hilchos Nida. So that's the bir halacha, the beginning of Simin Shin Mem. So part of the conversation is this mission of Chaykhun Yabalas of Mikdash, but I don't remember all the details. What's the raya is. Okay. Ramino, I'll ask you a question. We had a brisa in Masechtas Pesachim. Maybe it's even a Mishnah. Herkevoy carrying the Korban Pesach from Rishus Arab. Bringing it from outside of the tchum, the chatichas yabaltoi are cutting off a mum to make the animal roy for a korban. Ein doichen, those are not doichas Shabbos. In case where erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos, and you're being mak of the korban Pesach on Shabbos, which you do. But the steps beforehand, machshirim, are not doichas. That you should have done beforehand. Reb Eliezer obviously says, because he's machshir madoicha, so machshirei mitzah, the Korban Pesach is doicha Shabbos. So bringing the Korban Pesach in a way which is the rice, and also doicha Shabbos. But the Tanakhama of the Braisa says chetichas yibalta is not mutter, and Amisha says chetichas yibalta is mutter. So the more answers, assuming that the Tana Ramisha is like the Stam Tana where they're the Tana Kama, we must steer between our Mishnah and that Bryce. So the more answers that Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina give different answers. Chad Omer, one of them answers the question. I'll answer the steer between our Mishnah and that Mishnah over there. Both talking about a case of a mum, a wart which is still not dead yet. So you're cutting off a living thing from the, if you'd cut it off. The Amish says it's mutter means biyad. The Mishnah River says it also means cutting it off with a kli. Ben Chanami, biyad is mutter. The Chalomer, hob, biyad, will answer both are talking about biyad. Vlokasha, hob, lachla, hob, yavesha. That it's only usher at the right level if it's a lacha. If it's Yevesha, it's already going to fall off by itself eventually. It's dead. So that's not mutter. That's the Bryce over there. Lach is not mutter. Our Mishnah says that mutter means Yevesha. And even so, it's only mutter Yevesha, biyad, and not pekli. And that's our Mishnah. Okay. So the Morris can ask the question that why didn't each one give the answer of the other one? Well, the man damer habiyad v'habakli. The one who says the difference between the two Mishnayos is biyad v'habakli. My time leomer habalacha habiyavesha. Why didn't he give the answer of lach and yavesha? Said the Arbish is talking about Yevesha, and that Mishnah is talking about Lach. So he says, he answers, he holds. Yevesha is even Mutter B'Kli, so our Mishnah cannot be talking about Yevesha, because even B'Kli would be Mutter. So to say that Mishnah is talking about Lach, and it's also, our Mishnah is talking about Yevesha, and it's Mutter, if it's Yevesha and Mutter, the Mishnah is B'Kli is also, why? Even B'Kli is Mutter. My time is a wise clean mutter. Ifruche, ifrucha. Because since it's already Yevesha, it crumbles off. Basically, it's going to come off by itself. It's going to crumble off, so it's not really an act of chaticha of cutting it off. So that's why he cannot learn up the Mishnah. It's talking about the case of Yevesha. So both Mishnahs are talking about lacha, and the Amish says it's mutter talking about biyad. And the Mishnah says, it's also talking about Bakli. That's his answer. Lamandamra Hobalaka, Bahabi Vesha, my time of Lamar Hobiyad, Bahabakli. So, why didn't he answer? Excuse me, why didn't he answer that our Mishnah says his mutter is Biyad? The Mishnah says it's also talking about Bakli. So I'm going to call Bakli. Habatanani and Bakli, Kamakan Osir. So what's the Kiddush of that Mishnah? It already says in our Mishnah you can't do Bakli. So what's the Kiddush of that Mishnah? So the point of that Mishnah is to tell me that Bakli is Osir. We know that already from our Mishnah. Wow. Gemara says of Eidach. So the other Amora, which did say the Pshat the Mishnah told my case of Bekli. So the question is, what's the reason why? Tell them over there. We already know from our Mishnah. Hodak Tony Hossam. The reason why it said over there Bekli is Oster. Mishum the Kabbar. If Luge Rabbi Eliezer Rabbanan. It's all part of the general machlokes of Eliezer and the Rabbanan. Eliezer over there argues and says that you may allow it to be doicha. So we want to include the Chum to say that chatichas yebelis bekli is aser, and Eliezer is a matter chatichas yebelis bekli. So that we need to match it in the Tanakhama, not for the chiddush of the Tanakhama that it's aser, but the chiddush of Eliezer that it's mutter. So that's a good taina. I love to find a good spot to stop. So Zumer der Keva so I mean Kusitzkum Kitani. No, that when it says about Khatikas Yabellis, it's not referring to Khatikas Yabellis Bakli. How do I know? Because the two other cases in the Mishnah are all the Rabbanans. Bringing the animal beyond the tchumas of the Rabbanan, and carrying an animal which can walk, chaynos is atzma, is only the Rabbanan. So to say the case of chetichas yebelis is referring to a deraisa, doesn't make sense. So it's not bekli. The Rabbanan, the idoch, so the other Amar, which learned that the Torah case of chetichas yebelis is bekli, so that doesn't fit. Answers are kevoy, carrying is the Lord Krimnosan, the town of that Brisa, the Lord Krimnosan, the Lord Krimnosan, the Lord is Potter, Chai Nois is Atzma, the town of that Brisa, the Chai is not Nois is Atzma, and it is the Raisa. And Abbas Wichus Tchum is Kirby Kiba, the Lord Tchum, the Raisa. Okay. So that's his suggestion of how to learn up the Brisa that should be consistent with his pshat that we're talking about chatichas yebelis bekli, which is the rice.